This yesterday's satsang was fantastic for me. Before you came on the stage, I could feel your presence and I started crying. Then, when you came, I saw your face. You were so calm and beautiful, and I cried more. Then you sat down, doing nothing, and I cried even more. It felt so good to cry. You affect me in a way I can't describe. The love I felt for you is beyond words. I say to you from the bottom of my heart, thank you, love, Alex. Very good, Alex. And how are you today? You've been there before, no? When?
Last year.
But now it's different.
Now it's very different.
Very different. You see, it's very easy to miss. You can be just a tourist who's looking, no? And you're an innocent man, that's why also now you're coming to visit Bauli, you must do, no? But then in some mysterious ways, you get involved. And when you get involved here, then you get results. Then you start getting open, then you listen. That's what I talked about yesterday. One thing is to hear, another thing is to listen and feel and see and sense. That's what's happening to you. Only if you are innocent, you can feel. Many times people come and they have no idea what it is. They don't know what to expect. They never done anything. They get very good results. Because you are not so polluted with all the things from your past. That's what happened to you, by surprise. I caught you by surprise. You like to be surprised? These kind of surprises you like. Yesterday's satsang was fantastic for me. Before you came, I could feel your presence and I started crying. Again, this is how it is when you are relaxed in yourself, then you sense this, no? Then yesterday I talked about the sixth sense. This is totally natural. You can't do it. People go to courses and they think and they try and they sense, but they're so full of mind, so full of thinking, that they can never be sure. Is this real or is it not? Sensing angels and energies and everything. You can't do if you are full of all garbage inside. So this is how it happens, just innocently. I could feel your presence and I start crying. Then when you came, I saw your face. You were so calm and beautiful. I cried some more. Then you sat down doing nothing. I cried even more. It felt so good to cry. It feels very good to cry. And especially for a man, it feels good to cry. Because in this world, the man is not allowed to cry. He should be hard. He should be tough. So it means your heart got touched in some mysterious way. You allowed yourself just to be natural. And any heart that gets touched by love feels something, no? And this world only knows tears of pain, of suffering, of sadness. It doesn't know these tears of happiness, of gratitude, of love. You say, you affect me in a way I can't describe. No, you can't describe in words, but this is the right way to describe it, by tears. Because these tears is beyond the mind, is beyond the ego. No ego likes to show itself. Tears means, no, you're not in control, something bigger took over. You got touched. That is what tears is. And these kind of tears is sacred tears. You affect me in a way I can't describe. Be very happy that I affected you. That you didn't listen to your mind and try to stop it. You are sold. The love I felt for you is beyond words. This is what satsang is. To get touched beyond words, heart to heart, to remember something sacred. I say to you from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Yeah, and now you know more what is happening. And now you want yourself to go deeper. That is how it is. When you first got touched, then you want. Up to that moment, you always think. And some people, they are so mental, so intellectual, that they don't feel anything. Because they're just operating in their heads. And the head is very arrogant. Very proud. It wants to do everything yourself. You don't want the new. The ego never wants the new. Because it's hard, it's stubborn. And it definitely doesn't need a guru. It definitely doesn't need a master. But when the heart is touched, then it opens a new dimension then, that is so beautiful that the mind has nothing to say anymore. That is where the line is. If you are not touched, then you always be for and against. If you are really touched, then you are gone. Then you are on the path. Because you have felt something that is way beyond the mind. That's what you say. You affect me in a way I can't describe. The love I felt for you is beyond words. This is love. Very few people know this love. The mind, the ego, never wants the new, but the heart is longing for it. It is longing for freedom. That is the courage of the heart. In spite of everything, it wants to go into the uncharted. Because it trusts love, it got touched, then you can do anything then. Welcome the tears. Only hearts can feel, stones can't feel. But maybe they can think, I don't know. No, your Sufi mama is very happy now, no? Bawle, huh? Very good, happy family, no? Alex, anything to say? Thank you. Welcome. Have you heard about one of my old friends called Rumi? Have you been here that much? No. This is an old mystic, but they're saying these timeless truths. It's the same. If I say it, the Rumi say it, the Buddha says it, the truth is always the same. It's beautiful for the hearts, but not for the egos. It's very scary. But I'm talking to the hearts now. He says, wake up, lovers. It is time to start a new journey. We have seen enough of this world. It's time to see another. These two gardens may be beautiful, but let us pass beyond them and go to the gardener. Let us kiss the ground and flow like a river towards the ocean. Let us go from the valley of tears to the real wedding feast. Let us bring the color of blossoms to our pale faces. Our hearts shiver like autumn leaves about to fall. In this world of dust, there is no avoiding pain or feeling excited. Let us become like beautiful colored birds and fly, fly to the sweet land of paradise. This, only crazy people can say this, who got touched. Let us become like beautiful colored birds and fly to the sweet land of paradise. Everything is painted with the brush of the invincible one. Let us follow the hidden sign and find the painter. It is best to travel with companions. On this journey, only love can lead the way. We are like rain splashing on the roof. Let us find our way down the spout. We are like an arched bow with the arrow in place. Let us become straight and release the arrow towards the target. We have stayed at home, scared like mouse. Let us find our courage and join the lions. Let our soul turn into a mirror, longing to reflect the essence of beauty of the beloved. Let us begin the journey home. No, you have begun. This journey home. And that is what is happening here. When you get touched, when you feel it, then you settle down. Then you are no more split. That's the sign when you are touched, then you get steady. You have no more doubt. And people like Rumi, people like me, is trying to catch these lost lovers who have forgotten. Wake up, lovers, he says. It's time to start the journey. And satsang is a wake-up call to remember. We have seen enough of this world. It's time to see another. No, you have seen enough now. You still want to fool around? You are still tempted, you still have dreams, you still have fantasies. Wake up. You have seen it. Trust what you have seen. Go deeper. Go higher. Now it's time to see another. These two gardens may be beautiful, but let us pass beyond them and go to the gardener. It might be beautiful here, but you haven't seen what is beyond. If you have felt what is beyond, then you are not so attached to this. And when you are not so attached, then you are free. Let us kiss the ground and flow like a river towards the ocean. And everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to flow towards the ocean. Everybody wants to be free. But let us kiss the ground. And it's very difficult for any ego to kiss the ground. It's very difficult to bow down. But that is the price. That's what he's saying. Let us kiss the ground. That comes first. You can dream and study and read your holy scriptures and spiritual books. But before you become humble, before you got touched, nothing will happen. You can go from this guru to that guru, to this country, to that country. Nothing will happen before you are touched, before you are ready to bow down, before you are ready to kiss the ground, before gratitude, before your heart is awakened. That's where the journey starts. Let us go from this valley of tears to the wedding feast. And everybody knows the valley of tears. But don't get stuck there. Move on. Let us bring the color of blossoms to our pale faces. And many times I said you should take photo before and after we start the retreat. Because you don't get a more beautiful and more cheap facelift in the whole world. I have seen thousands of people transformed. The only thing you have to take care of it, so when you see your old serious face in the mirror again, you have to remember to start laughing. That's the only thing, to keep it good. Our hearts shiver like autumn leaves about to fall. And the hearts are very sensitive. And special, they are shivering in this world of dust. There is no avoiding pain or feeling exiled. There is no way not to feel that this is all a waste. If you want to live in the world of the ego, of mind, of illusion, definitely there will be pain. Of course, because you're living in the false. Let us become like beautiful colored birds and fly to the sweet land of paradise. This is how, what is possible. And that's what the mystics go on reminding us, that you can leave the valley of tears, of confusion, of darkness, and fly up to the sunny peaks of consciousness, of beauty. The only thing is that you have to be ready to let go of all that you are used to in the valley of tears. And that's all what you know. And you are so afraid that you hold on to what you know instead of taking the risk. But when you first are touched, then it's very easy, because then you know. Up to that point, you are always split. Everything is painted with the brush of the Invincible One. Let us follow the hidden signs and find the painter. But to follow the hidden signs, you have to be very sensitive. How can you find that which is hidden? Nothing that you know about can help you. That's why he said, it's best to travel with companions. It's best to have a guide. Otherwise, how you will find it? That which you can't see, how will you find it? That which is hidden, how can you find that path? That is what the mystics, the masters, the Rumis are doing, showing you that which is hidden. And that's why he says it's best to travel with companions. It's the same as Buddha always said, I always remind you, is that on when you start on this path, the worst is to go back and be with unconscious people. Because you have just broken free from your past, from the unconscious. No, don't go back. That is the worst, because you're not strong enough. You will again fall back into the same, into your habits, into your conditioning, into the past. Then, much better, be alone. Make your own temple in your apartment, in your life. Much better than to go back. Then at least you start taking care of yourself. But much, much better than that is if you have fellow travelers, the Sangha. And much, much better than that if you have somebody who knows, if there is a Buddha. Then it's very easy. These are the four steps. It is best to travel with companions. Because on this journey, only love can lead the way. Only love can lead the way. And again, you get sidetracked because there's so many interesting things in this world. Then many times it's not so easy to find your way back again. You have to be steady and show that this is what you want. You have to be committed. Then love itself will see that you are committed, it will take care of you. But why waste time if you are not really committed. We are like rain splashing on the roof. Let us find our way down the spout. We are like an arched bow with the arrow in place. Let us become straight and release the arrow towards the target. And all arrows should be straight. Otherwise, how can you hit the target? That's again why these people, the mystics, have always used this image of an arrow. But you are crooked, first make it straight. That's what I call the homework. Yes, you are an arrow, but are you straight? Make yourself straight, then no problem, you will hit the target. That is just the nature of existence. It reminds me of a Zen story. One king, one shogun was coming by a village, and he saw on a big tree in the beginning of the village a big circle, target, and 10 arrows just in the middle. And he said, wow, it looks like I found the perfect guy to be my bodyguard. I never seen anything like it. So he went into the village and he asked, who is this master shooter? I never seen anything like it. And he said, oh, that's just the village idiot. First he shoots the arrow, then he draws the target. You might fool somebody else, but you can't fool yourself. Nothing helps. You are not better. It's easy to fool somebody else. You can do your show and put on all your makeup and clothes and image and draw the targets and look how good I was. It doesn't help. And it will definitely not save the king when it's really needed. You have to do your homework. There's no way around it. You have to be responsible. That's why most people never look at themselves. First, you have to have the intelligence. You have to be a place in your evolution when you are ready to start looking at yourself. Because that is not very comfortable in the beginning. Because you will see all the things that you don't want to see. But that is the beginning. You have to straighten the arrow. Then afterwards, then we can learn you how to shoot. Otherwise the arrows will go here and there. And there's already you are going here and there, all over the place. You don't know where you land. Oh, it's so nice and it's so nice. And again you are in the ditch. Is no awareness. Oh, it's fun, I never thought, but I shoot there, and why did I land there? Because you're crooked. With the arrows. We are like an arch bow with an arrow in place. He says, we are ready, but let us become straight and release the arrow towards the target. And if you release the arrow towards the target, and that's what I said in the beginning, when you are touched, then you are ready. Now you know how it feels to be touched. Then you can go towards the ocean. Then you can go towards the target. And you will hit the target. We had stayed at home scared like mice. Let us find our courage and join the lions. And everybody has been staying at home, scared like mice. That is the society. Nobody wants to stick out. And still everybody is longing for freedom. But then you have to leave the mouse. Beep, beep, beep. And enter the lion's den. Let our souls turn into a mirror, longing to reflect the essence of beauty. Again, he's using this beautiful, like also they always, the mystics in India, the Zen people in Japan, always they use this, a mirror. Why? Because you can see yourself if the mirror is not clean. And it's very difficult to clean this mirror. That's again why they have said the master is like a mirror, because he can see. And whatever you are, he will reflect. So if you get upset or if you don't like what you're seeing, please don't blame Rumi or these kind of people. Let our soul turn into a mirror, longing to reflect the essence of beauty. Let us begin the journey home. Let us begin. Welcome. dun 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 dun. By your grace, by your grace. Mangala, you here now? Happily. Weren't you supposed to come yesterday?
Yes.
What happened?
One bus was not going.
Bus, no? This you can't depend on anybody. And Rishi is working? Hmm? Somebody has to work, what to do? Keep it going. Get bread and butter on the table. How good. Stalker Rishi. No, he has to hear this. Huh? We have to get him out. Oh my God, it's Madhav also. You're back from your crash landing. Madhav is always sick when he first comes. It's such a shock. He's like, oh. Now it's good?
Yeah.
Beloved Master Svaha, I have arrived. I'm a survivor. I crossed the ocean and went through Germany safely. I am in your presence, overflowing with joy. I am a blessed being. I have been receiving many, many and abundant blessings. And the greatest one is to be in your presence and to be your disciple. My only focus has been the connection with you. That's why you make it. Your arrow is straight. And the arrow only knows one target. There is only one target. If you are straight arrow, that is. Otherwise, you will have many targets.
Todos os tipos de alvos.
I had a breakfast in Ibirakera before we left. I was sitting with Vahab and Vallabha, and next to us were Chinmaya, Sarani, and Salini, their little daughter, who is around 6 years old. Then Salini asked Vallabha, "Is he your son?" That is very good. It's good when the parents take their children out, she said. Many people have been saying that I'm getting physically younger, but not to the point, given that I'm now 78 years old, of being considered the son of a couple who is just 50s. That's how it goes. You're getting younger and younger. Oh my God, what to say about you are looking younger, but if Salini thinks that Vahab and Vallabha is the parent, what does that say about you?
Ah!
That's the beautiful thing with children, no? They're just innocent. They live in the moment. To avoid worries from my own children, I told them that the doctor said that I was now able to travel to Norway. I also added that a couple of friends would be with me. A couple who decided to carry one more, like we say in Brazil, suitcase without a handle. Banana. What is this suitcase? What do you say in Brazil?
Mala senhorsa.
This is an expression they have in Brazil to describe the travel carry around with somebody who is very annoying or difficult. Samvara, don't look at yourself like that. You are a suitcase with wheels. Don't be so hard on yourself. That is still hanging in there. The company of Wahab and Vallabha is one more great blessing in my life. They take so good care of me, they don't get me out of their sight one single moment. They are a blessing because they are also with me. This is the love family. We take care of each other. With or without handle, we will manage. They say, be careful with the steps to me. Are you cold, Samvara? Why don't you move to sit here, which is more comfortable? Samvara, are you hungry? Samvara, go slower. Ain't you tired? Would you like some tea or some coffee? They always find me a chair when I'm putting my shoes on, so I'm even more comfortable. So many details of tenderness and care. From my side, I try not to take advantage. You have to keep an eye on all Samvara. Don't misuse them now. But I really like to receive this care. It's very new and it's a very beautiful experience. My physical parents were kind and intelligent people, but my new parents, Wahab and Vallabha, are unbeatable in the care and tenderness. Yeah, because some things, even if you take care, it has to come from the right place. And when it comes from the heart, then everything is beautiful. And I'm happy, Samvara, that you can receive it, because it's very beautiful. And no ego likes to receive something because it feels like you are lower, can't take care of yourself. But no, that is gone. The disease of the ego is gone. And you can enjoy this now. And it's one of the great joys of becoming old. Because just like when you're little, then somebody had to take care of you. Are you cold? Are you want one more blanket? When you're getting old, then also it should be like that. And then if you're intelligent, if you're open, then you will receive and you will enjoy and you will cry and you will really enjoy the space. But most people, they are fighting. No, no, I don't need that. Because they are still very hard. And it's very sad to see this, but it's very normal that old people get like that. They don't know how to receive, how to take care, be taken care of. So it's very good, at least here, if you need it, people love to help. I also feel the same care towards me coming from your other disciples. And it's very comforting now. I feel so much kindness. I thank everyone for this attention and fondness. I just love to be at your feet. All of these things are not a great blessing. So many blessings, a shower of blessings. For such a long time, I was stuck and identified with dark and dense energies. It took me quite a while to learn and realize this going beyond. I'm learning to go beyond. Respectfully at your feet. Eternal gratitude, your disciple Samvara. It is true, it takes some time to learn this. And you have been a very strong, stubborn man. But you had no chance from the very beginning. I remember I had the satsang in Porto Alegre. I just had to be there to catch a few people. And Samvara, he was an old Osho sannyasin. He had a center, a sannyasin center there. And he was very skeptical. And he wanted to challenge me, to check me out. And I took him in front so he could ask his questions. Da 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 da. And then I just did. He was sold. Suddenly this strong man of iron, he was just a puddle. Then something new happened. But still, it takes time. And that's how it is for some, because you have been a very strong, proud man. But now that is gone. And this has helped also, these things that has happened. Because then you have to look at yourself and feel and stop. So it's very beautiful. Many times diseases or accidents can be blessings. Because who cares? It doesn't matter if you live 10 years longer or less. What matters is that you are at peace, that you are ready to go beyond. In fact, that you are beyond and you are here at the same time. I'm learning how to go beyond respectfully at your feet. Eternal gratitude, your disciple Samvara. Very good. You are a good disciple now, Samvara. Good baby. I'm happy. May everyone find peace. Om Shanti.